church say amen again.
Amen.
And lo, haste the day when my faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trumpet shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. That's going to be something. And lo, haste the day when my faith, all the things that we've been standing on, all the things that we've trusted God for, there will be a day when that will turn away from just being faith and it will be a reality. That's what that verse is saying. And one day, lo, haste the day when my faith shall be sight. We know faith is the evidence of things not seen. The trump be rolled back as a scroll. The Lord shall descend. Oh, that makes me happy. I don't know. Y'all not here with me today. I'm just saying. Y'all doing all right tonight? All right. Let's get into the book of the Bible so y'all can go home because y'all tired. Y'all tired. Turn your Bibles to Mark 9. Mark the 9th chapter. And we'll pick up at the 14th verse and go down to the 28th. Actually, we'll start off at the 28th verse and then go back up. In Mark chapter 9, the 28th verse, it says, "And Jesus went into a house. His disciples asked him privately, 'Why couldn't we throw this spirit out?' And Jesus answered, 'Throwing this kind of spirit out requires fasting and prayer.'" From this passage of scripture, I want to offer you up the subject, a bad power source. I want you to look at this passage of scripture and see there is sometimes we can have a bad power source. We can be wanting to please God, wanting to do a good work. But if we are separate from the power source that is God, then we'll struggle to accomplish what we need to accomplish. And that is the whole premise of the lesson, is that there comes a time when in order for us to be able to do what God has required and asked us to do, it is absolutely important that we're tapped into the right source. See, and there are some things we can be tapped into a source and not be a power source, the right power source. Most of us have some form of electricity. And if we have some form of electricity, or we have some form of electronics, I should say, that means that usually if you have an electronic device, it will lose its power. And in order for your electronic device to continue to work and continue to work consistently, it has to have the right source. And for example, I have an iPhone and I have an Android. Now, my Android is my work phone. My iPhone is my personal phone. Now, if my iPhone goes dead, I cannot charge it with my Android charger. Now, my Android charger will charge the Android, but it will not charge the iPhone. Why? Not because the Android charger is not a source of power. It's just the wrong source. Y'all follow me today? Let me come on down here. Let me come on down here. So, because y'all look at me funny, it takes too long. All right, so it's important for us to be connected or to be tapped in to the right source of power. But let's go back in to verse 14. And let's look at what's going on here, because there's a lot of practical messages that can come out of this passage of scripture. It says, "When Jesus, Peter, James, and John approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd surrounding them and legal experts arguing with them. Suddenly, the whole crowd caught sight of Jesus. They ran to greet him. Overcome with excitement, Jesus asked them, 'What are you arguing about?'" Now, I want you to watch this. Now, if you go through this passage of scripture, what you're going to see is, and we started with the end in mind, verse 28, what you're going to see is that Jesus is coming back from the Mount Transfiguration. Y'all know what I'm talking about? This is, and if you look up in verses 13 and up, you'll see where God actually says, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased, right? And now him, Peter, James, and John are coming back down the mountain. And when they come back down off the mountain, the other nine disciples are already engaged in some kind of conversation. And they are arguing, and they are arguing with the scribes, or they're arguing with the Pharisees. They're arguing with the group of people who are more legalistic. Y'all follow me? And when you go down, you find out what they're actually arguing about. The disciples, the other nine, have tried to cast out a demon, and they have not been able to do it successfully, right? They have tried to a young boy is stricken with epilepsy, and has been having seizures. And the father has asked for them to help the boy, and they have attempted to do it, but they have not been successful in doing so. Now, when Jesus comes down, the scribes and the Pharisees and the legal experts are now, they are arguing with the disciples, and they're arguing with them. They're pretty much talking about them for not being able to accomplish the task. Point number one, there will always be people around who are willing to and looking forward to talking about you when something goes wrong. Always. Now, notice now, if you study, you know, the Bible, you know that there are times where the Jews actually try to do exorcisms themselves. They actually themselves try to call out demons. Now, notice these scribes here, I did not try themselves to exercise, to do an exorcist on this young man. They didn't try to remove the demon. They're just staying there, watching as the disciples try and fail. And then now they're criticizing their effort. Y'all ever been around people that don't try anything but always talk about what you can't do? Well, see, they use this time as a time to gloat. See, they call themselves talking about the disciples because the power that they said they had, they were not able to exert at that point in time. But I want you to watch Jesus. Jesus comes down, and the first thing he says is, what are you arguing about? Now, let me tell you, y'all, Jesus already knew what they were arguing about, right? Because he's God, and God knows all. But what Jesus was actually doing at that point in time is he was actually changing the power source to himself. Y'all not following me? Jesus' question to the scribes was not truly a question to find out what they were arguing about. It was actually an attempt, or what he was doing was deflecting the failure of his disciples and focusing the attention on him. Aren't you glad your big brother Jesus is like that? He could have came down and said, what y'all do? Why y'all didn't get, what happened? Look at y'all. You know, you should have been able to do that. You should have been able to heal this young man. You should have been able to do it. But that's not what he did. The very first thing he comes down and says, what are you arguing about? Now, as soon as he asks the question, what are you arguing about? Now, they automatically have to change and focus on him. Which in turn, when they change and focus on him, they change the source of power. Y'all follow me? Because now they have to say, when he asks him, he says in verse 14, what are you talking about? And then someone from the crowd responds, teacher, I brought my son to you since he had the spirit that does not allow him to speak. Whenever it overpowers him, it throws him into a fit. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and stiffens up. So I spoke to your disciples to see if they can throw it out of him, but they could not, right? So when Jesus asked this question, he knew what was going on, but he needed to take all the attention off the disciples. He needed to get away from their power source and then get them into a new power source, which is himself. And he says, Jesus answered, he says, you faithless generation, How long will I be with you? How long will I put up with you? Bring him to me. You see how he did that? Y'all watch that. Y'all got to wake up so we can go home now. Stop. Wake up. Now, he said, bring him to me. Y'all see that? That's a change of power. Because disciples have tried, they messed up. So he said, or they weren't able to do it. So he said, bring him to me. Then they brought him to him. When the spirit saw Jesus, immediately threw the boy into a fit. He fell on the ground, rolled around, foaming at the mouth. And then Jesus asked the father, how long has this been going on? Do you think Jesus knew how long he was going on? He knew from the very beginning how long it was going on. So then the question is, Brother Mason, well then why would he ask the Father how long would it been going on? Was he asking them so he can actually confirm the information? I don't think so. I think he asked the Father how long has this been going on because he knew that when he asked the Father how long has this been going on, the Father would have to confess that he was weak and that he could not figure this thing out on his own. And he would have confessed that the only way that his boy would be healed is through the power of Jesus. Jesus wasn't asking because he needed to know the answer. He was asking because he put the Father in the right state of mind to ask for help. Y'all following that? And then he says, how long has it been going on? He said, since he was a child. It has often thrown him into a fire or into water trying to kill himself. If you can do anything, help us show compassion. And then Jesus responded and says, if you can do anything. You see that? He's saying, if you can do anything, are you pretty much what Jesus is saying, are you kidding me? You know I can do it. And then he says, all things are possible for him who has faith. And then the boy father cried out, I have faith, help my lack of faith. Now watch this, y'all. Jesus is now, he's already done exactly what he needs to do. He's already shifted the conversation so that the people understand that the power is really rest in him. All right? And then the father has now confessed, Lord, I need your help. But he says if, which means he knows he needs help, but he has a weak faith. Now watch, the father does not automatically gain faith. He asks God to, Lord, help me even though I don't have faith. Sometimes God helps us because of our faith, and sometimes God helps us just because he's gracious. In this particular situation, he didn't help the man because of his faith. He helped him just because he's God. Because the man knew, I don't have enough faith. He said, Lord, help me and help me with my lack of faith. I'm so glad that my faith does not have to be the best kind of faith for God to help me. I know there's some times where God helps me because he just knows I need it. I can ask, but I don't really have enough. I don't even sometimes, y'all ever been to a point in your life where you don't know how to ask, and even if you knew how to ask, you didn't know what to ask for? But somehow, some way, it ended up working out and God ended up showing his face to you. It wasn't because you had faith. It was because God is just good. So what he does here, he's saying, I'm the power source. And so to watch it, he even showing the man, your faith is not even the power. It's me. It's just me. I'm the power source. So he said, and the boy's father cried out, I have faith. Help my lack of faith. Noticing the crowd had surged together, Jesus spoke harshly to the unclean spirit, mute and deaf spirit, I command you to come out of him and never enter him again. After screaming and shaking the boy horribly, the spirit came out. The boy seemed to be dead. In fact, several people said that he had died. But Jesus took his hand, lifted him up, and he rose. So Jesus took a man. Remember, let's go through the whole story real quick. The disciples were trying their best to heal a man. They had the wrong power source. Jesus came in, deflected the attention away from the disciples. I'm so glad he did that. After he deflected the attention away from the disciples, he had the man confess. Why is he confessing? Because he's still helping him understand who the source of the power is. And then he tells them, you don't have any faith. And the man says, Lord, help me even though I don't have faith. So Jesus is proving again that he is the source. He is the power source, because if he had said your faith had healed you, then you would have believed that the man's faith was actually the power. But it wasn't the man's faith. It was Jesus. And then he brought the demon out. And then after he brought the demon out, he brought the boy back to life. And then he allowed him to rise and walk away. Y'all, we'll mess up if we don't have the right power source. And then he says, after Jesus went into the house, the disciples came to him privately. And he said, why couldn't we do that? Why couldn't we throw this spirit out? Now, this is the part that you got to remember, because this is going to help you so for you to overcome what you're going through this week. He says, Jesus answered, throwing out this kind of spirit requires fasting and prayer. Listen to me if you don't hear anything I said, because this is the essence of the lesson. If you want to overcome anything in your life, you have to be connected to the right source. If you want to be connected to the right source, you have to be able to fast and pray. Because fasting and praying is a way to connect you to God. And I'm not just talking about outwardly fasting. Outwardly, you know how we put on a show like we're doing. I'm talking about true internal fasting. What does it mean, fasting? Ridding yourself of those things that hinder you from being close to God. Well, Brother Mason, how do you know that what it means, that it has to be an internal fast? It has to be something that's spiritual. Go to Luke 18, 12, and then I'm going to leave you alone. Go to Luke 18, 12. You remember this situation. You remember this story. What's happening here? Let me get there myself. Luke 18, right? We're dealing with the Pharisees and tax collector. No, wait, am I in the right place? Yeah, okay. And he says to him that the Pharisee and the tax collector, now remember, the Pharisee did everything he was supposed to do, supposedly. And he even says, I fast twice a week and I give a tenth to everything I receive. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He wouldn't even lift his eyes to look towards heaven. Rather, he struck his chest and said, God, show mercy to me, a sinner. I tell you, this person went down to his home justified rather than the Pharisee. All who lift themselves up will be brought low, and those who make themselves low will be lifted. The Pharisee was used to doing things publicly for a show. The Bible says the Pharisee's response was, I fast twice a week. But somehow his fast was not allowing him to be pleasing to God. What does that mean? Y'all, if you want to get close to God, make sure that what you do is an eternal, internal thing, and that your spirituality is not just for show. Some of us play around that thing. You know, we start, oh, Lord, you know, we do it in our prayers. We even fake it with God. We start going to God in prayer, acting like we're trying to connect when we're really not. And then we wonder why we can't fix our own, why our problems can't be fixed. We still are not tapping into the right source. The Bible says, Lord, why couldn't we get rid of that demon? And he says, this kind, in order for you to remove that kind of demon, you gotta fast and you gotta pray. What's your demon? I don't know what it is. You do. What demon are you suffering with? Are you fighting this demon and you just can't get rid of it? I would ask you to ask yourself, if you have a demon that is whooping your head and you cannot get rid of it, I would question and tell you to ask yourself, are you tapped into the right source? Are you tapped into the right source? Because Jesus will do for you just like he did to the epileptic boy. He'll come in, he'll let you know, I'm the source, I'm the power. We can do just like the man, confess. Confess, I need you, Lord. And when you confess you need the Lord, he'll fix it. Some of us right here, have been dealing with the same stuff for years, months, days, decades. We can't just seem to get it right. And we can't figure out why we can't get it right. It's probably the source. It's probably the source. It's impossible for you to chop. Look at that rain. It's impossible for you to truly, truly handle or be healed or deal with any of your problems if you're not connected to the right source. You can try all you want to. You can click that. I can put that Android phone with an iPhone charger all day long, but it'll never cut on. It's got to be the right source. And if you're wondering, well, Lord, I'm trying. Why is it that? How do I get to the right source? Spend some time fasting. Spend some time praying. Fasting. What can you fast from? A number of things. You can fast from your television. You can fast from your telephone. You can fast from your telefriend. Yeah. You can fast from a number of things. What is fasting actually designed to do? Fasting is actually designed for you to remove something out of your life that is hindering you from being close to God. Now, I know we always think about fasting. We think about food. But fasting can be anything. There are some things that are in your life that are hindering you from being close to God. What is that thing? Maybe that's the thing that is disrupting your power source. Get rid of it. Fast from that thing. Pray about it and watch what God does. If you're here and not a Christian, I'm trying to invite you to that kind of relationship with Jesus Christ himself. The kind of relationship where our Father, our brother, our Savior came down to this earth and he took everything that we could not get right and fixed it all by himself. I'm so happy he did that. Because if we were still here, if there had not been for Jesus, we would have been running around in cycles of just foolishness, never being able to get ourselves together. But Jesus Christ himself said, I'll take it. I'll take all of the sins of Darwin, all of the sins of Kayla, all of the sins of Robert, all of the sins of Sunshine, all of them sins, all the stuff they keep messing up, I'm going to take it away myself just so they can be able to have access to me in heaven. That's what we call you to do. You got to hear, believe, hear the word, believe it, repent of your sins, confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and then go down to baptism. When you arise, you will walk a new life. If you're a member of the body of Christ and your source has just been a little bit off, you just got the wrong power source. Well, this is your opportunity now to check back into the power source. Remove that thing that might be hindering you and connect to the right source. You can do that right now as we sing our song of invitation.
But, Lord, so.